You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sif Spoil. We are going to talk all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credit sequences.
They all die.
Of the movie Old. And yeah, they pretty much all do. So yeah, let's talk about specific things we want to talk about now. I'm not sure how long this will go, how many things you guys want to talk about. There are so many moments in this movie that I kind of want to bring up to you guys and just, you know, see if you kind of had the same reactions to them. I do want to hear, Andrew, and maybe we can start here. I want to hear about the specific things that where the movie didn't follow its own rules. I'm curious, you know, like what are some of those specifics?
Yeah, that, me too, actually.
That you meant by
so,
that?
So there are times where things age quicker than the initial, like the structure that they set up. Whenever I was talking about earlier in the podcast proper, I said that they chose this movie had a nature that it could have gone with for this phenomenon. And I was kind of leaning towards saying either they could have gone scientific or supernatural, but I didn't want to get into too much specific during the
right
during non-spoiler. But they chose to go scientific, and whenever you choose to go scientific and you lay down the rules, there are certain things that have to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
If it was supernatural, I could have given it a little bit more levity, saying, oh, it's just, you know, mysticism at work.
Right. But, I agree.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
By the way.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they said something about like a magnetic field and the way how it interacts with like it was very humdrum, nonsensical science-ness.
Well, but it's
in
okay.
The long run.
It's okay because they don't know. They're not scientists. They're just in many ways guessing what's happening to them. They happen to I think we're supposed to think they guess correctly because their escape is based on those assumptions.
How could you possibly guess correctly? You cannot. What are you basing that on? You're surrounded by rocks. It's just as likely to be an otter that's causing this as it is the rocks around you.
Right. Or the food they gave you when they sent you.
Which didn't age.
Exactly.
And I thought, okay, I want to say this because this is what I thought was going to be the big reveal. I thought that the food packages was going to be how they were going to get out. Because if you remember, they said, what if we could get some kind of metal shielding around our heads that we could walk out? And then the very next scene, you see teenage Alex Wolf and the other girl are eating food out of those aluminum bags, and the food hadn't rotted.
Yeah. Well, but I think the food isn't alive.
It does.
It only affects living.
They do specify it has to be living
tissue, living cells.
Oh, okay.
Which I will
thought
mention,
that was going to be.
No, there were many moments where I was like, well, that doesn't quite make sense. And one of those is the wave away of the hair and nails. And it's like, you can say it's because they're dead, but also if your cells are going through their life cycle at an advanced rate, they're going to be dying at an advanced rate and creating more hair and more nails at an advanced rate. So that's
constantly
fine.
Falling out.
That's right. It's fine.
They should be shedding skin everywhere.
Right.
It should be the flakiest film we've ever seen.
Right.
And I know this is not the intention of the movie, but they chose to go scientific with it, so I can nitpick whatever I want.
We won't stop
if you. If your cells are moving at an accelerated rate, every single one of them should have immediately died from suffocation.
Yes. Yeah.
Because their body would have taken in the oxygen, it would have immediately rushed it through a system, and then they would have died because they weren't getting enough oxygen.
There would be no way at the speed at which they are advancing that they would be able to feed themselves either the oxygen or the food matter to keep up with. That's just the cellular regeneration of the growth that the kids went through. It's like, oh, they're eating more. Yeah, that's not enough.
It's still not enough.
A second helping is not going to get you through 10 years of growth.
Yeah. Pushing all of that aside, that scientific element, I want to talk a little bit about how the time is inconsistent in this movie.
Now, see, I didn't notice that as much. So tell me about that.
So, I can't say his name without laughing. Midsize sedan. And
he does give an actual name at one point, doesn't he? I think he does give his actual
Brad
name.
Brad or something like that? Something like that. Yeah. I can't remember. I'll call him Mid. So, Mid and that blonde girl he was with were at the beach early that morning, right? They got there like as the sun was coming up.
I don't know that we know that. What we saw there happened just before the others arrived, right?
I think it was earlier in the morning because you saw the sun coming up over the horizon, and then by the time like the rest of the group had gotten there, the sun was like out and above them.
Here's what I would say. My guess is that the distance between them getting to the beach and the next couple getting to the beach was probably the same distance between the first getting to the beach and our family getting to. It's probably a shuttle thing, right? Like, you know, they were on the first shuttle in the morning. Our family was on the second shuttle, and then Ken Leung's family was on the third, kind of thing. It's how my mind put it together, at least.
But anyways, fair enough.
Yeah.
Especially the speed with which the bodies come back round. Mm-hmm. Like hers turns up the same kind of amount of time as I've forgotten the names. Ken Leung's character arrives.
Yeah.
Jaren
and Patricia are their name. Yeah.
So here's an inconsistency that I want to talk about. They say dead cells don't, you know, move at this, you know, accelerated rate, right? Then why did her dead body decompose within like an hour, you know?
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
And even the bones turning to dust, like bones are completely cellular material at that point. They're just bones.
So in that way, you could make the argument that the muscles should have only grown and that the bone structure shouldn't really, because it's all count.
Well, I think...
We're giving this movie a lot of leniency when it needs to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's not the point of the story, but
But you're not wrong. That stuff can take you out of the movie, and you know it's worth talking about. It's one of the reasons I did want to have the spoiler, but I felt M. Night shooting around the aging, and I actually thought he did a fine job with it, but you could tell there were sections of the aging where he was not going to show certain characters on camera.
You saw him blurred out or from like behind.
Right.
And those angles really bugged me because the way I read it was a reveal, and it was a reveal that, I mean, it couldn't be a reveal because we know what's going on. It's almost like he held back on showing us the kids for about 3 minutes too long. And we're like, I get it. They look different. Show me so we can move on.
Yeah. But he kind of couldn't. He really couldn't until they were like 17 or 18. What I mean? Because there's just so much.
You'd have so many different actors
playing
them.
So much change that happens through adolescence. Yeah. And it would be weird.
And it would have been way too difficult to do. But the jarringness of the aging, going from 6 to 15 instead of like a progressional, you know, like you see him going 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It was like 6, 15, you know, moving on. There's one scene in this movie I could have done without because it raises way too many questions I don't want the answers to. And that's the pregnancy baby scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're telling me, and I'm uncomfortable talking about this. So two 6 year olds,
for the record,
two 6 year olds figured out what sex was without any. Are we supposed to believe that this is like a genetic thing? Like once you reach like puberty or something, your body naturally
more
wants to do
instinctual than genetic.
Yeah,
but yeah, that didn't bother me too
point,
much. That's possible.
Out.
I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but then it was just uncomfortable. and Aaron, you were talking about in the beginning or in the podcast proper how there were so many things that this movie just wanted to throw at you, like mm-hmm. this would happen probably or this would happen probably. That's one I could have done without.
Yeah,
because it didn't really add too much.
It's another thing that M. Night wanted to, you know, throw in there is how tragedy impacts time and how time impacts tragedy. And this is one of the most horrible things you could ever think of. But in fast forward, you have to move on to the next thing. You know what I mean? Like, so there's the time to mourn when if you don't take time to mourn, like, you know, like he just, again, he wanted every page of the coloring book. And that was one of the pages was about tragedy and mourning. And that's how he chose to put it in there, I think. But yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. And it does open up a lot of questions about the birth. The reason they give for the death of the baby is ridiculous. The idea that they set the baby down for 3 seconds, but because that was technically an hour or 2 hours or whatever, that it died from lack of, you know, human contact or whatever is, you know, that would be the least of the reasons the baby would die quickly.
Like, yeah, pick a different one. There's plenty to choose from. Like, starvation.
Yeah. Starvation in, you know, 5 minutes, you know, it's so. Or again, you know, the fact of, you know, how does the actual birth work in a time frame when the mother is healing up from any kind of stretching or tearing or anything, you know, that might be happening? I'm sorry, I know I'm making you uncomfortable, Andrew.
No, you're absolutely right.
But none of that stuff makes sense.
Where I thought that was going horrifically was that the baby wasn't going to be born and it was
because there
going
wouldn't be time.
Growing. Yeah, it wouldn't be time.
Because
and the baby
literally
would just
the birth
keep growing
would
and growing and growing.
The birth would have to happen in a split second on the island.
Otherwise,
to make
it's like
any,
2 years
otherwise
old.
Otherwise, it's too big. So,
exactly. Yeah. And then it kills one from the inside out.
That's
where I thought it was going.
Yeah.
And considering she dies anyway, so I was about to apologize for spoilers. That's kind of the point. considering she dies anyway, why not just kill her this way? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I don't know, like, again, with the whole time thing, the way the rapidness in which the wounds heal, like, I don't know, like, those cuts were, like, and then, like, immediately, are we supposed to, I don't know, like, you said that it was 3 seconds, like, they said they set the baby down for 3 seconds, and that the baby died because that was, like, 2 hours or something like that, right?
Yeah,
well,
you're telling me that 2 years.
They give a very specific, and we haven't talked about the end of the movie, but in the end of the movie, they give a very specific actual equation that they're using for how they think the time progresses. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't line up with like a cut and then it's immediately scarred over. Healed.
Right. How long does it take a cut like that to heal? You know, like 2 days, 3 days?
I'd say a little bit longer, maybe a week or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
To get scar tissue, you're probably looking at a couple
of weeks. It was scar
tissue,
yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. Yeah, it shouldn't heal like that. It's just something that needed to happen for the fun little things he wanted to do. Which, again, you know, the nitpicky side is... Well, the nitpicky side is, okay, now you've got tetanus or whatever it was, you know, because it was a rusty knife. Yeah. None of you washed your hands when you were holding open the wound earlier. There's all kind of sand and bacteria and anything in those wounds. And if they're just aging with no kind of antiseptic or anything over, they're not going to heal. They're going to fester and you're going to die because you didn't have them cleaned. So, just stuff like that.
That's my biggest problem is... It's too much of what if baby, what if mental illness, what if surgery, what if a love affair, what if
Mm-hmm.
Like, just so many what ifs that he just crammed into this because it felt like this is my one opportunity to do time travel in this specific way, and I don't want to cut anything out and I don't want to edit it out.
Yeah.
Actually, I really did find the whole Rufus Sewell going through either schizophrenia or Alzheimer's, like whatever he was going through, like the mental faculty depletion, whatever it was, to be very fascinating, like to see that character because he's the doctor of the group, you know, and now here he is losing everything that they would find useful, you know, like everything about him.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I was quite surprised. Sorry. I was quite surprised that they, because I thought it was early onset Alzheimer's throughout the entire film. So I was quite surprised when they actually named it as schizophrenia at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm, they do.
And that disappointed me because it plays into the stereotype of schizophrenic, therefore murderer. And that seemed insensitive to me. I would have much rather it had been early onset Alzheimer's because that it seemed to fit better with what he was going through.
Well, and also they tried to squeeze the racism angle into that character, and you know, like M. Night wanted everything in this movie, and so he put it there.
What'd you think of Abby Lee, who played Crystal, the mom, you know, breaking her bones in that cave and then turning into
this? I think
this,
it's the most indelible image of the movie. I think there's something about that scene that is the like M. Night, I bet that's one of his favorite moments. Like that, I can see him being so giddy about that because it plays into the concept so well. It, you know, and it's so creepy and gross and scary and different, and I bet that's one of his favorites, and I understand why. You know, it is, it's an indelible image, it's going to stick with me.
It's striking for sure.
But
it doesn't line up with the whole time element of the wounds immediately healing in that, because
does, I think, is what he's saying, is the bones immediately reset wrong, like they immediately fuse.
Yeah. How long does it take bones to reset?
Well, I know. I we're back.
You're letting science get in the way of fun.
That's what I'm talking about. That's like, I see so many elements of this movie. No, I'm like, yeah, you set up this, but I love that scene.
Right. I love what I'm saying is, and again, we talked about, but what I'm saying is, M. Night's like, quit diving underneath. Just stay right on the surface where I'm telling you,
just enjoy
stuff
it.
Heals immediately. Don't go any deeper than that. The rule of the island is stuff heals immediately, you know? And so like, that's, you know, again, you're right. It doesn't hold up, and that, you know, there are consequences to that that can take you out of the movie. But for him, he's like, it doesn't matter. This is, you know, I've set the rule as stuff heals immediately. Her bones are going to heal immediately. incorrectly. Sorry. I get choked up when I think about osteoporosis. but anyhow, yeah, somebody else talk so I can take a drink of water.
Here, I want to talk about this, what I think, because this movie had so many moral conundrums that it was showing you with the whole time element, stuff like that, you know, how would you treat your family and stuff like that if you know your time was limited. Then the movie, once all of that is over, throws a curveball. I don't really think this movie had a twist. It was a Shyamalan movie.
People are calling it a twist, but it's just part of the story. It's just a reveal. Yeah. It's a story turn. It's not.
It's a reveal.
I don't think this movie has a twist.
Where you see the scientific reasoning, and that in and of itself brings this new moral conundrum of what these people are doing is they are trying to cure diseases. And they literally say that they cured epilepsy, you know? And once they say that, you get this, you know, thought process in your head, like, what are the moral ramifications of this? Yes, you killed some, you killed people, but how many people down the line? And it made me think of, I don't know if they have this in the UK, but human trials, medication, like you can sign up for to be a human guinea pig pretty much for medication and stuff like that.
You can sign up, but it's much less prolific here.
Yeah. Well, we have, it reminded me of that in this, except the fact that these are not willing participants. And it made me think, do you think if they made public what this island or this beach was capable of, that there would be people willing to sacrifice themselves in order to cure diseases? And it just, it took me on this rabbit hole of different thought processes.
Okay, so let's talk
about
this.
And that's what I love about this movie.
I did too. I really actually appreciated the reveal of the, you know, the scientists and that they were using it for experimentation. And that they were using the cocktails. They put the medicine in their welcome cocktails and then see how it impacted them over time. I appreciated all that. It makes almost less sense than anything else in the movie when you really start to think about it, in that there's no reason you can have living cells without living humans. You can do so many different tests. I mean, you'd have to like airdrop them in or something and somehow retrieve them, but you could figure that out. You know, like there's just so many different ways to do this. You don't have to include the families. That's just me. That's just, I mean, there's no world where somebody wouldn't be like, that's just downright immoral. You know, like, you may be able to convince yourself that you need to trick the people who are sick into, you know, doing this because it'll save a bunch of lives, but to send their whole family down, the second you start thinking about it again, it falls completely apart. But I still loved the story turn. I loved that, because again, it does bring up that extra little moral conundrum piece, you know, where it's like sacrifice the one to save the many, and the idea of, you know, how different is it when it's willing versus unwilling, all those kind of things. I tend to believe that's a big difference. And so like I would definitely come down on that end of things, as I think most people would. So I liked it, even though again I think it falls apart really quickly when you start to think about it.
My biggest problem with it is if it was that easy and people were that willing to do it, you don't even need a time travel island. You just have an isolated island where you experiment on people. So you can skip the animal part and just go straight to human trials. If you're not worried about the morals, which these guys clearly aren't, then this should be happening around the world. Like, the real question isn't the technology, it is the morals, and that we probably shouldn't be doing this. What would have been interesting as an extra twist would be if, for example, these were clones. So there's a separate lab which is deliberately cloning people to put onto the island, because then you have no, in inverted commas, quotation marks, I can't remember what I'm supposed to use now. They have less value. They're just clones of people that are on the, you get the DNA from the guests, you clone them, you put them on the, on the beach.
They made that movie. It's called The Island with Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh my God, you're right. I just accidentally remade The Island. Cool.
Yeah. I think the issue, or I think what this movie's trying to, like, has its big conflict with is how would these medications, what is the longevity of, like, these medications, and how long will it take for them to either run their course, or are they something that would, you know, work throughout the patient's life? So I think they said with Patricia, they gave her 16 more years without an epileptic.
Yeah. And if she'd been able to keep taking the medicine, only reason the seizure stopped is because she didn't have access to it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The seizures started again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing, the escape through the coral, the reveal of the code and that the kid, you know, kind of gave him the code or whatever. I don't mind the code thing. That worked fine for me. I did think the coral thing with she got caught and oh no, did she really get, it was just unnecessary.
We knew.
No one in the audience is actually thinking they died.
On a story.
Unless that would have been the Shyamalan twist is no, they didn't make it.
On a story level, what he's doing there is giving a reason for the scientist to leave before they're
himself.
Out. Yeah.
Worst scientist ever. Like, don't leave and just assume everything will be all right.
Yeah. I've been watching for a minute and a half.
I know. I watched for 90 seconds. Yeah, nobody's ever held their breath for longer than 90 seconds.
No one's going to survive that.
David Blaine hold his breath for like 17 minutes or something like that?
It was something ridiculous.
I think the record is like, around 18 minutes, something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I think that's what it was supposed to be about, but you have to find a different way to make that scientist miss it somehow. I also don't understand why there are no animals. What, like the big reveal that there's fish swimming around us now, so we're good. I understand it on a story level that, you know, that's what that's supposed to reveal. There were no animals or fish or anything on the island, but why wouldn't fish that swam in there or whatever just have like quicker life cycles? Like they'd have fish babies and then those fish babies would have fish babies. Maybe like evolution is happening on that island. There's like,
oh my
fish
god,
with legs.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I thought about, oh man, that's a whole nother movie. That would be amazing.
That's great.
Maybe
they
that's,
make that. It's got David Duchovny in it. It's called
maybe,
Evolution.
That's right. Maybe yeah. the big twist is that this movie is a prequel to After Earth. Because everybody watching After Earth was like, there's no way things would have evolved that quickly like in 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
They would have if they were from this island.
That's right.
Okay.
There you go.
But I think what they're trying to say is that fish would sense the magnetic force of like whatever is going on there. They wouldn't swim near it because fish have like weird... Mm.
Well, have you been cast in this movie because you sound like one of the characters?
That's true. I'm coming with wildly accurate assumptions for what's going on.
Yeah.
Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah. Anything else, guys?
The story that I really enjoyed and was really satisfied with the ending of was the affair story. So I love how that ended with Guy just being like, what were we even fighting about? Like, I remember that I'm mad at you, but what I remember more is that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just how over the course of a lifetime, that is so irrelevant. And what seems huge right now will not be a speck in the beach, a speck of sand in the beach when you're 90. And that, of all of the stories, that was the most satisfying. I think, that was the only one that was satisfying for me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's almost a different movie where you just focus on that, right? Where you just make that
absolutely
the metaphor. That's the entire metaphor. That's all of it. You know, maybe you have a little wink to the, you know, kids grow up too fast kind of thing, obviously, but where you don't try to force, you know, everything else in.
Mm-hmm. It should have been just that movie. Family.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to make it just that family, and you know, that changes a lot. So, I agree with you. I don't find any of the movie's ideas to be offensive or trite or any of that. It's just there's so many of them.
Execution.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's some spoiler thoughts on Old.
I didn't know people didn't like this movie.
People hate this movie. Am I wrong in that? Or was that just my circle?
No. No, you're not. So I don't usually do this. I like to make up my own mind, but I was torturing myself so much. I went to IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes and the internet to like, just, am I being stupid here? Is there something that I'm missing? And they're both at 50%. And I was like, no, that's not helpful. You're not helping me here. But yeah, people do not. They do not like this film.
Well, that's 50% is higher than I would have thought. So, you know, maybe it's not.
Oh, no, agreed. But it's just not helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no Cosmic Sun or Sin or anything.
Right. Oh, man, right. You got to swing one way or the other, haven't you?
I mean, it is rated as rotten, but it is at 52%, and the audience score is 50%. Wow, that's really interesting. That is higher than I thought it would be.
I never look up like what anybody says about, because I know that I would be susceptible to like, didn't like that part of the movie. Yeah, maybe I didn't like this movie or something like that. So
I almost needed that. I didn't know where to come down, and it just didn't help.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Well, there you go. There are our thoughts. Actually, technically, this movie gets a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes from us. Because, again, the Rotten Tomatoes algorithm is all about thumbs up, thumbs down. And we all said, I guess I have to go liked it.
Yeah.
So
begrudgingly,
that's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. So there you go. Thank you guys for checking out the spoiler cast. I'm not sure if we'll do this for Jungle Cruise next week or whatever our second movie is. But if
I thought you were going to say for Snake Eyes.
No, we're not doing this for Snake Eyes.
I definitely won't be.
We'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
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 You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.